In order to be a good page turner, you need to be a very good musician. You need to be able to think ahead, respond very quickly to what the pianist needs.
It's very hard to be a good page turner. When I've turned pages, this was quite a disaster. You have to be discreet, competent, and understand exactly when the pianist wishes to have a page turned.
When a pianist wants a page to be turned, they normally nod. There can be confusion sometimes, because particularly if the pianist is really involved in the music, a nod might actually be just part of their musical gestures or musical twitches. Some of them don't like to nod at all, and sometimes they just forget to nod. As a page turner, you think, have they nodded, or should they have nodded by now? Surely they should have nodded by now. I think I'd better just turn the page anyway.
When I was doing a tour of Japan, I had a page turner for one concert who I realised by about the third page turn, when I nodded, meaning please turn the page, she would bow and then turn the page. So I very quickly had to compute this and start doing my page turn nod several bars before to accommodate this act of etiquette, which took place on every single page turn. And it was very touching and very sweet. But I had to do some quick mental arithmetic when that was going on.
It's an incredibly stressful task to page turn, because to do the job really well, you need to be completely unnoticed. And then that includes things like when you sit back on your seat, because you have to stand up in order to reach the page to turn it. But when you sit back, maybe the chair squeaks or something, and you just, you know, the worst thing would be to actually detract from the music, both visually and orally. A colleague of mine once was page turning, and he got stung by a bee. And he just had to carry on, because your job is absolutely not to interfere with the music. And so this poor chap, the bee got stuck in his shirt, and he just had to suffer and carry on turning the pages.
My name is Ivan Ilic, and I am a Serbian-American pianist based in Paris. When I was a student, about 2003 to 2004, I turned pages weekly for a very prestigious concert series. And I turned the pages for the biggest stars on the scene at that time. And it was fascinating, because I didn't tell any of them that I was a pianist. I just pretended that I read music. And there I was, this, you know, naive young man, watching the pianists that I admired the most from up close. And one of the best things about page turning is the fact that you can learn so much about the way other people play the piano. And it gives you fantastic ideas for the way that they control the weight, the pedaling, the way they read the score, the way that they change the score in many occasions.
And it's normally paid as well, so it's a good sort of pocket money when you're a student. And I think generally pianists will choose good students as their page turners, but what tends to happen is once you go on tour, you just get what you're given, and that can really vary. A colleague told me recently of one incident. There was a young girl who wasn't particularly suitably dressed, and she had quite a large cleavage, which sort of rather detracted from the page turning, and the poor pianist had a sort of face full of something other than page turning, which was rather difficult and distracting, and also I think for the audience as well. And I think she was politely told to put a scarf on at the interval. One of the hardest situations I was in was quite recently. I was page turning for some colleagues, and it was a piano duet. And that's actually very difficult, because you have two people sitting at the piano, and so the page turner has to be really quite far away. It was also in a church, and I had a pillar behind me, so I couldn't really move my chair very far back. So I had to look at the music at a really difficult angle, which meant I couldn't really see the last page. And particularly when there were repeats, I couldn't tell whether it was a repeat or it was the end of the piece. (Music) And also I had to stretch a really long way. You need long arms if you're going to turn pages for piano duet.
If the pianist you are turning pages for has to play hard pieces of new music, for instance, or has to make transposition if he accompanies a singer, or has to play very demanding chamber music part, for instance, then you can really disturb him quite seriously and destroy the concert if you don't make the decision at the right moment.
There was one time where someone was playing an incredibly passionate trio, and I had just finished a six-hour practice day, and I was exhausted, and I fell asleep before the last page turn. And of course, it was the climax of the piece, and it was really, really loud, and I have no idea how I managed to fall asleep. And the pianist managed to turn the page by himself, and I think that he just crashed a bunch of chords and gave me a really dirty look at the end. But everyone burst into applause, and so it was too late to have a conflict about it.